from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons. It's Christian Arkian. It's Andy Hart. And joining us right now on the hotline, the man in command, the guy that you turn to for all of your big news all throughout the NFL season. Very happy to be introducing him, reintroducing him, I should say, to the WEEI audience. I'm talking, of course, about the great Adam Schefter of ESPN. Schefty, how you doing, buddy?
Christian, Andy, happy to be with you. Happy week one, and hello, Boston.
Nice to have you. It's great to have you back on these airwaves. We want to go ahead and start with the Patriots, obviously, as they get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend. Ja'Marr Chase back out on the practice field. I feel like a lot of guys in Vegas are scrambling to reset that line back to 9.5 or whatever it was a couple of days ago. What do you have for us on the situation there in Cincy?
Well, here's the deal. Basically, this is Ja'Marr's decision about how he wants to handle this, right? And so he's back out there today. I don't know that as of right now that they've made a lot of progress towards a new deal. But we're at the point here where these types of instances and situations where one little gesture can help turn things the way that somebody wants. And maybe the Bengals view this as a goodwill gesture, and maybe that's the difference in these two sides coming together and bridging their differences. But again, I don't know that they've been a whole lot closer, but we are also at a critical juncture at the NFL season. A lot is on the line. We know the stakes. If he's going to play Sunday at all, you can't not practice this week. You can't not practice today. So he's out there. Now, I have not heard a full report yet of exactly what he's doing, because he really hasn't had a football practice all summer. He's gone through a couple of individual drills of practices, but he hasn't really practiced the way you would need to play in a game. And so he's going to have a big decision here. Either you're going to take a deal that may not be exactly what you want, or you're going to bet on yourself, or you're going to go rogue and tough it out. That's up to Ja'Marr Chase. And again, we'll see how it all plays out. But I don't think it's settled just yet. It's obviously an encouraging sign for the Bengals that he's back. But I think we've seen this go in many different directions to proclaim that it's safe and sound that he's going to be out there at this time just yet. Certainly today is a positive step, but we've seen positive steps before, only to see it go the other way.
Adam, you know, in the Boston market, we microanalyze everything that happens, every word that's said, and we've done that for 8 months now with Gerard Mayo, since he had that press conference with Thunder at Gillette Stadium, and straight on through his most recent press conferences, you know, anointing Jacoby Brissett the starter. I'm wondering, all the people you talk to throughout the league, what has the sort of reaction or temperature been in terms of teams just sort of observing the first offseason of the Gerard Mayo tenure here in New England?
Well, I think there's a lot more attention in New England, in the Boston area, on what he's doing than there is across the league. I don't think that teams around the league are focused in and concentrating on what he's doing until they start playing and until they start winning games. Mm-hmm. And then you start noticing everything that somebody does, like Bill Belichick and onto Cincinnati and him joining Instagram today. Like, that's when you know the world is Bill Belichick is on Instagram, but that is in fact the case. I think it's the community there, the city there, is a lot more dialed in to his business, Rob Mayo's business, than the world at large, because it's more important to the people in Boston than it is to people in Jacksonville or San Francisco or Denver. They're not worried about that right now. They're worried about their own problems. So they're not focused in on that right now. They want to see how the team plays, and I think then we'll get some commentary about how the head coach is performing.
Well, the quarterback decision was a big one here that we were obviously microanalyzing.
Yeah.
It was considered a not very well-kept secret. From your perspective, how well was that secret kept that it was going to be Jacoby Brissett going forward, as you were one of the first to break the story?
Well, again, to me, it was just interesting that he even opened the door on Drake May competing for that job into training camp. Like, everybody expected all along that it was going to be Jacoby Brissett's job, that when the announcement came, that it was a foregone conclusion that Brissett would start on opening day. And all of a sudden, Rob May was calling it a competition, saying both guys are competing. Now, the great part about that is, if you're rooting for the Patriots, you have to feel encouraged about what Drake May has shown the team this summer to get the head coach to even put them in the same sentence at that time when everybody expected it was going to be Jacoby Brissett. But that's what happened. And Drake May competed. Again, I don't think anybody ever thought that with a road game being the first game that Drake May was going to be the starter. But certainly he seemed to have impressed the organization, seemed to have closed ground, seemed to be further along than people thought. And I think the fact that it's Brissett, that's not a surprise to anybody right now.
Adam, the NFL gets underway on Thursday. Then on Friday, we have that Brazil game where Darius Slay has been expressing his desire to not go to Brazil and not have his family in Brazil. How much does Roger Goodell, the NFL owners, take into account what players want moving forward in terms of international games and these kinds of security concerns when we all know that in the end it's a rising tide of dollars that lifts all boats?
Well, that's the whole thing, right? Like, these plans were made a long time ago, and I'm sure there are some players that have, as you said, voiced their displeasure and unhappiness about going, and I'm sure the league will consider that in the future, but the fact of the matter is it committed to Brazil a long time ago, just like it's committed to other cities to the future. So somebody may not like playing in Germany, or somebody might not playing when they get to playing in wherever they do, but the league is going to go forward with those plans because it's a priority to the league right now to play international games and to grow the brand across the world and the globe. And that's what the league is determined to do. So, look, the players get paid. And there are times sometimes when a Monday night game, when we're doing Monday night countdown, may be in the outdoors of a cold city. And I may not be thrilled about that, but that's what it is. What am I going to tell you? I've had to do games internationally. I might not be thrilled with it, but the check clears every week. So you're a player, you're going to go. That's it. And if you listen to the rules and hang with Big Dom from the Eagles security team, you're going to be just fine. No issues.
All right. Adam, before we let you go here, Brandon Ayuk was someone that was on the Patriots radar to try and make a trade. Yeah. We got details then on the offer that was made. Seemed like a good offer. Seemed like a lot of money. Is New England a place that players do not want to come to?
No, I don't think it was that at all. Again, they're at a different stage, their program, than other people. If I could tell you this, how quickly did it turn around in Houston to where that's now a destination, right? A year or two ago, there wasn't anybody that willingly wanted to go play in Houston. And now I'm sure there are people who want to sign up and go there. And that's what happens with franchises. Again, was it an issue in New England when Tom Brady was playing there and they were winning? Did people want to come to New England then?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Okay. So here's what I would say. If Drake May turns out to be the quarterback they hope and think he can, and if Rob Mayo turns out to be the coach that they hope and think he can, and if this team gets back on the winning track the way that they hope and think they can, then there'll be players that want to come there. Now, do I think that a top choice for Brandon? No, it was not. No, it was not. But that's to be expected at this point for where the organization's at.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Adam Schefter, great talking with you. We look forward to talking with you all football season, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Enjoy week one, and we'll talk next Wednesday and every Wednesday.
All right. That is the great Adam Schefter joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. A very busy man. He's got, I'm sure, a bunch more of these to get to today, but it was great to talk with him, and we'll be talking with him every week on Wednesdays at 3:45. So mark that on your calendars. That's when you'll be hearing from Adam Schefter.
Do you think every week he'll ask what I think is a rhetorical question and then pause and wait for an actual answer?
I really thought that he was just going to answer it himself, but no, he was waiting to hear us say yes, Adam.
Did they want to come there when Brady was there?
They did want to play here with Tom Brady. But he also answered that question by not answering. No one wanted to go to Houston until they got good.
And that's what it is.
So no one wants to come to New England. I mean,
right now,
that's basically the answer, right?
But he's telling us that by December, people could want to come to New England when Drake May plays and Drake May shows that he's a young gun quarterback.
All right.
And so, we just need to be ready when Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins want out of Cincy. That's how I took from everything there.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, God willing, we'll be joined by Red Sox manager Alex Cora.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.